Listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from the pen of Henry Mancini, written for a mid-50s TV series called Peter Gunn, from guitarist Dave Stryker, off of his album Dave Stryker Goes to the Movies. That was the track Dreamsville, a 30-piece orchestra under the baton of Brent Wallerab. The group The Empress before that, from their 2025 outing, Square One, the track Everything Happens to Me. And that's a group that features an all-female saxophone quartet of Piram Jin as leader, along with Lauren Sivian, Irina Terracuba, and Chelsea Barrett, with Steve Ash on the piano, Joey Ranieri on the bass, and Peter Van Nostrin on drums. And the set started with music out of the Toronto jazz scene, from the group Montuno Police. Off their album Nomads, we heard Wuasi Dance, a track written by the percussionist Mark Kelso for Cameroonian drummer Bryce Wuasi. Oh, head into our final set with another big band piece, this out of the Boston area from recent Berkeley graduate Mike Thompson, off the album Sixth Avenue. This is There Will Never Be Another You. We'll be right back.
Thank you. mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem e que faz um doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançar é mais que um poema e a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinha? Fica mais lindo por causa do
this week with music from singer and pianist Ilian Lias, a track from a project called Blue Note Plays Jobim. We heard The Girl from Ipanema with some solo work from tenor player Michael Brecker and guitarist Oscar Castroneves. The tuba sound of Howard Johnson before that and his group Gravity from their album Testimony. We heard Natural Woman. And he's a person quoted by the New York Times as being the figure most responsible for the tuba's current status as a full-fledged jazz voice. Originally from Montgomery, Alabama, and self-taught on the Barry and the tuba. Guitarist Freddie Coella before that from his album Undone, the track Elephant, with David Pilch on the bass and Jay Bellarose on drums. And the set started with music out of the Boston jazz scene, 17-piece big band of veteran players, led by young ensemble composer, arranger, and conductor Mike Thompson. From his album Sixth Avenue, we heard There Will Never Be Another You. Solos from Ian Buss on the soprano sax, and pianist Mark Shalansky. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. Otherwise, that's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now, and inviting you to join in next week for the beginning of our Jazz Boulevard in the Summer series. We'll be back in September with new programming. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.